Hi, welcome to History from the Back Pages. I'm your host, Colin. I'm very excited to discuss this week's movie review. We are in mid-April right now. Excited to talk about a recent film I really enjoyed. It's a very low-budget, independently created film, but I believe that the directors and actors and the writers did a great job with the limited resources that were available. And they did a good job of a more unique, interesting story and plotline overall. The acting was above average. And this is a movie I would recommend you watch. It's available on Shudder, for example, for free. Shudder Original. They make a lot of good, enjoyable horror films that are originals. Sometimes they tend to be ones that might be more unique or ones that I hadn't really expected and I enjoyed. It's one of the channels that you can get for free, and I recommend, if you're more interested in not blockbuster horror movies, to give that channel a try. This is one I'm glad I found when doing some browsing. So the title of the film is The Spiral from 2019, and there's a number of movies called The Spiral. So the one that you want is from 2019. It's a Canadian horror film directed by Curtis David Harder. It stars Jeffrey Boyer Chapman and Ari Cohen. That's the main people for the film. If you try to find it, because it's low budget, so you might find a different Spiral film, but this is the one that I reviewed from 2019. A Canadian created film. So the movie was really enjoyable. I enjoyed and thought it was a good idea for the direction of the film. Was the main plot is that there's a LGBTQ couple, and I really liked them. Malik and Aaron were the name of the two gentlemen. They had a young daughter. She's a teenager, they moved into a new town. They lived in the big city, and they moved to kind of the classic suburbia. They didn't really explain where, but my guess is in Alberta, Canada, because that's where the movie was filmed, so let's just say in Canada. So somewhere in Alberta. So they moved there in suburbia. The neighbors introduce themselves. They're friendly, charming, huge smiles, classic casseroles. Excited to have a new neighbors in the community. They want them to enjoy the community, get involved with them in terms of the classic parent-teacher conferences, classic community board meetings, get-togethers, barbecues, classic suburbia activities. So first, the one member, he's more excited. I believe they're married. We'll go if they're married. So the one, Aaron, is more excited at first. He is waiting for this move. He's ready to leave the big city with his husband or boyfriend, his partner, and move to, I think it's his partner, and the daughter moved there. Because Aaron, it's his daughter, and his wife left him, and the daughter moved with Aaron, and now they're living with Malik, the partner. So Aaron's excited, his daughter not really at all. She didn't want to move to suburbia. She didn't want to leave the big city and all her friends and the school and the classic teenage angst. So she was more disappointed. So Aaron excited, the daughter disappointed, and then Malik, the partner, more fearful, anxious about leaving the big city to move to suburbia. Because one of the things the movie introduces is that prior to the beginning of this movie, maybe 10 year, more years ago, probably longer than that, Malik has some dark secrets that occurred, dark past that occurred in this town, very community. Something bad happened to him that he never really got over. And he's still dealing with that emotional trauma years later. It's now 1995. He's still dealing with this trauma that occurred. They don't really explain it besides there was a death. Someone very close to him died. Either his lover or close friend died. And from then on, he's been dealing with his emotional issues that have caused him horrible pain. And there's one thing I did not want to spoil, but I thought they did a good job with it and how the movie is created, because they did a good job causing characters to have negative feelings to one another, to just trust them, not believe them, because the main villains in the movie had to create this dynamic. So the main villains did a good job in causing there to be family spats and problems. So let's shorten it a bit. So mainly what happens, they move to this community. They get involved. But suddenly Malik starts to get fearful. He gets scared. He notices men in black hiding. He notices this weird ritual, cultist ritual happen at night one day. He's peeking through the window. He starts to get cameras, security system. He's taking photos of creepy people, taking photos of the neighbors. He installs a security system without his partner's permission. He starts to investigating, searching, research into the community and the people who live in the community, because he's freaked out. He believes that there's some evil cult living in this community, and that since they're LGBTQ couple, they might be next, because he doesn't believe that they truly care about them, unlike Aaron, who believes that they care about him and they're a progressive community, whereas Malik's more distrustful, doesn't believe that that's possible. Keep in mind, this is 1995, not 2024, so it was almost a while ago, almost 30 years ago. And stuff starts to happen, creepy people start appearing, that gets later in the film. But the big reveal, if that was interesting, I always thought that the main characters who were side characters that they revealed as really loving, caring, friendly, big smiles on their faces, they were a perfect couple, the perfect marriage, had dark secrets. And the end of the movie, the twist they reveal is that, yes, the people they introduce in the movie, the community, do have secrets, and their reveal is pretty explosive. I saw it coming to extent, and I was not 100% accurate with my guess midway through the movie. I believe that there's some sort of paranoia, fear going on, that maybe they were part of this scheme. But at the end, when it was revealed, I was wrong. I was pretty close. The villain's main scheme. Overall, a very enjoyable film. Really liked it. I have to give a lot of credit to the main character, because the one partner, Aaron, has a middle role as one of the characters. But the main point of view, the main character of the movie is Malik, played by Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. He was excellent in this film. I hope he does more acting in the future, gets more roles, because he did an amazing job as a African-American LGBTQ character dealing with multiple issues, his past as the character in the movie, and he had a lot of progression throughout the film. He had his own secrets held from his partner, then he had what was going on in the community, and then he had what was occurring with the main villains trying to turn him against his partner. So making the partner believe that Malik is pure evil, he's cheating on him, having affairs, he's insane, he needs to get locked up in a mental hospital pronto. So they use different pictures, media, different, for example, discussions, things, just to make it seem that he's pure evil and like mentally insane off his rocker, that he's having affairs right and left. But I really appreciated how they used it to be a mystery. So it was horror, mystery, thriller film all in one, wrapped up together. And this movie definitely deserves credit for successfulness. For a low budget film, it was independent. They did a great job with what they had. Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, A+ in my opinion. He's very believable. And as an audience member, I felt bad because the movie's plot was trying to turn him into be the main villain. But as a person with empathy and the audience member, I was like, he's not the villain. You knew he was not because of what was occurring from his point of view, what was occurring during the movie. But the rest of the characters were under the spell that he was pure evil, but he was not. Spoiler alert, he's not the main villain, which you'd know pretty much from the beginning. Like 10 minutes in, you know, he's not the main villain in the movie. So overall, I would say definitely a good film. I would not say great film. There was a few issues, not really that many. Just a few plot holes that kind of occurred. And the main reveal of the villain, I wish they would have done a little bit more like in-depthness of it, discussing the reasons for this, why, how, who, and what. But they didn't really go into that. Kind of once the reveal was transpired and occurred, the movie had pretty much been wrapped up. The movie was over. And that was too bad. But I also enjoyed one last thing that they kind of set up. Maybe a sequel could occur. That was kind of a exact same story, just with a new family. Because this evil scheme, from what it was discussed, had occurs every 10 years. These vain villains need this to occur every 10 years. So a different family moves into this community every 10 years. And this evilness starts to occur. So that's mainly the main scheme for this. So thank you for listening to The Spiral from 2019 movie review here in History from the Back Pages. Highly recommend watching The Spiral. It's not that long, so if you have some time, feel free to check it out on Shudder. I'd watch it again, and you should too, because it's good to give actors like this notice, and directors who are just starting out, young filmmakers, and independent films that might not get a lot of press, might not be the next big thing, not might be owned by Disney or Universal or get billions of dollar advertising, but these movies are a filmmaker's backbone. They deserve praise as well. So Spiral, please watch it. Definitely would suggest it. See you next time I stream from the Back Pages. Have a good rest of your week. See you next time. Looking probably towards the beginning of May, end of April for the next film. Have not watched a new film yet. So I'm going to do some more browsing, investigating to find the next one that will work well on the podcast. Goodbye.